Welcome to the Matrescent Medicine Stories. I'm Gemma Michelle of Wild Birth. This is a space to sit at the feet of mothers and their physiological postpartum stories as our ancestors always have. A space to sip from the wisdom of their journey through matrescence. These conversations are in deep devotion to reorienting the cultural narrative of postpartum back to its primal blueprint. Together, we return to the innate wisdom, reverence, nourishment, and alchemy available to us through the lens of physiological, primal, and ceremonial motherhood. Hello, beloved women. I wanted to start with this quick intro episode to share a little bit about myself, about the work I do, my story, and what seeded the intention in my heart for creating this space. My name is Gemma Michelle of Wild Birth. I am a wild-boned woman, a homeschooling mother of two precious souls, a keeper of the home and hearth, an aspiring off-grid homesteader. I'm also a traditional midwife, placenta witch, sacred postpartum keeper, and woman's work ceremonialist. My practice is in the deepest devotion to rewilding, ceremonial motherhood, and walking with women on their journey through a sacred and physiological motherhood continuum. My work weaves the ancient threads to invite women back into the depths of their bodies, their intuitions, and the holiness of motherhood. You may often hear my babies in the background because, of course, I am also mothering while recording this project, and sometimes it's not in alignment to wait until nap times. So firstly, I wanted to speak to the threads that we will be weaving here. Like, what is matrescence? Matrescence is a word for the rite of passage from maidenhood to motherhood. The space in between these places we arrive to when we are born as a mother, whether for your first time or again with subsequent children. Something else I'll speak to a lot in this space is the idea of a physiological postpartum. We hear a lot of physiological birth in the home birth realms, a birth that is undisturbed and allowed to unfold how it is innately and brilliantly designed to, where the hormonal matrix of birth is honored and protected in its biological and energetic design. But rarely are we speaking to what a physiological postpartum entails, and the medicine that has to offer us, and that it doesn't stop at birth. But much is the same as birth. To me, physiological postpartum is an undisturbed postpartum, where the hormonal matrix of our bodies and the designs of our baby's needs and attachment are honored. To me, this looks like honoring our innate needs in a postpartum body and the primal needs of our newborns. Honoring rest, presence, slowness, warmth, and the reciprocal nourishment of the mother-baby as a dyad. This looks like the mother's community caring for her so she can care for the baby skin to skin instead of trying to help in ways that actually rupture their bonding. In our modern world and against a cultural narrative of postpartum and babies that feeds the separation of mother-baby, and the infantilization of women, this looks differently for each mother. Is it always the perfect 40 days of mother and baby in bed while their community tends to their every physical, emotional, and spiritual need? The village of aunties and grandmothers and sisters living with them to spoon feed them broth for 6 weeks while they heal? Rarely, but that is what this space is in devotion to. Speaking to the experience of returning to primal motherhood in a modern world and how that shows up in each individual woman and community, or lack thereof. So a little bit more about my backstory. I'm someone who has always been oriented to birth, to mothers and babies, and my own mother path to some extent. So I can't exactly place where the spark of my matrescence began. But I was raised in women's circle and in ceremony, And I'm so grateful to have been gifted the awareness and the languaging to know that I had been walking with my spirit baby since I was a little girl. A spark I do remember is being gifted a copy of Ina Mae Gaskin's book, Spiritual Midwifery, in my early teens. And so much of my soul's truth was ignited, reading the stories of birth and motherhood predominantly undisturbed. The intelligence of the mother-baby diet's design struck me so deeply. And as I spent my free time after school watching home birth videos and reading the stories of mothers, I knew in some capacity I would be doing this work in this life, and that I had been doing it in many lifetimes in the past. Later, my mother path then unfolded fully when I was quite young and living abroad in Indonesia. My firstborn, my almost 7-year-old daughter, was conceived. And although it was entirely unexpected and unplanned, my entire being came alive with the knowing of her soul. And there was not a doubt in my mind that we were meant to walk together at this time. After a mostly blissful pregnancy in Bali, I decided to come home to home birth with a midwife in the mountains I was born. My birth and my initiation into motherhood was a divine firewalk. And she arrived in a birth tub set up in the dining room of my mother's house. And as so many mothers have done, I did so much preparation for the birth of my dreams, but hadn't really thought much past that to postpartum preparation. And despite this, and also just being radically undernourished and under-resourced in so many ways, I landed in postpartum with so much bliss and vitality. Like, this was what I was designed for. Once I fully landed in my matrescence, I began the journey of entering the world of birth work as a doula, both inside and outside of the hospital. And through the years of being in service to these women that I loved, it became more and more clear how deeply distorted the narrative of birth, postpartum, and motherhood as a whole was. I realized in so many ways I had been taught in doula training not how to truly hold the hands of women arriving to their own innate power and wisdom, but actually just how to make them feel more comfortable while giving that power away. So I shifted, and I continued to follow these threads of truth, attuning more to ceremonial motherhood work that I saw was so desperately needed, and shifting to the lens of authentic, traditional midwifery and traditional birth keeping. Then years later, after building a life with my now husband and my daughter, this was the man I knew would be the father of my spirit babies. And we conceived the sweetest, honey-souled child. I held that pregnancy for 3 moons before he left us with an early birth. And I was so shocked by how real and full the birth portal was at that gestation. And I was walking the grief wheel in such a big way. And arriving at the medicine of postpartum so soon and without a baby in my arms was truly the deepest shadow walk I had ever experienced. And I decided to make an intentional commitment of still honoring this postpartum with the pillars of traditional postpartum needs I knew to be true from the work I had been doing. Community, support, rest, warmth, nutrition, ceremony. And in this healing, I so deeply craved hearing the stories of other postpartum mothers on this grief walk, and I just couldn't find any resources that resonated to really hold me. And so this is another prayer that I'm seeding with this podcast, just share the medicine of postpartum held with reverence in both life and death with earthborn and spiritborn mothers. 2 moons later, I conceived again, the precious little boy who is now 9 months old. And this was my first fully wild pregnancy and free birth experience. And admittedly, I thought it would be so easeful with the amount of preparation and nourishment I had done prior, because I had been in these spaces and walking with women making these birth choices for years. And the bliss and ease I called in was, of course, also met with so many edges of myself that I had the opportunity to meet. Fears and the places of discomfort and dissociation that I got to work with and mobilize in ways that I didn't have access to before, especially in navigating a pregnancy after loss. And then after the most psychedelic and intense free birth, I often speak to how much I love the easeful and orgasmic births I've been able to witness, but that personally, my birth medicine doesn't live there. It lives in the underworld and the firewalk of my births that have forged me into the mother that my babies needed me to be. So after this, I truly did land into the euphoric and alchemical postpartum experience of my wildest dreams. I'll be sharing a lot more of my story and the wisdom that came from my experiences as they percolate in the episodes ahead. But as I met the depths of matrescence as a mother reborn entirely again, and was navigating that in-between space I was in my tender early postpartum, I was again so deeply craving sitting at the feet of other mothers in the space of physiological postpartum. I remember writing in my fourth trimester journal in those early weeks in bed, which is a beautiful integrative resource by Kimberly Ann Johnson. And not only craving women at my bedside asking me these questions, but craving asking all of the mothers of the world these questions. The pure desire of not only being seen fully in my experience of this threshold, but also witnessing it in the mothers around me as my ancestors always had. It was so bone deep. My heart yearned for these stories of matrescence being revered and experienced in the ways I knew to be true and wise and entirely by design. So that is where the seed of this project was planted, in the fertile soil of my tender mother heart. And I'm so grateful that it's coming into form now at 9 moons postpartum. And I cannot wait to sit at the feet of these stories myself. I hope that they are as medicinal for you as they are for me.
Thank you for being here with us. If these stories have been medicine for you, please help share them by following and sending them to the women in your life who they would serve. The maidens who are beginning to orient themselves to their matrescence, the pregnant mothers preparing for the birth portal, and the postpartum mothers who could be held in their alchemy by these stories. If you have a physiological postpartum story you'd like to share, you can find the link to submit a story in the description. I would be honored to sit with you. You can also find a link in the description to connect with me or book one-to-one mentoring sessions for wild birth and sacred postpartum preparation, birth story integration, ceremonial loss support, or traditional birth work mentorship.